This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com class. And when I say cocked and locked, I mean prepared for every situation that you may encounter. Every situation. Boy Scouts are, and Girl Scouts are taught to be prepared. That's what I'm talking about. Being prepared emotionally, physically, economically, spiritually, every way you can think of for what may lie ahead, including the way you operate your motor vehicle. Meaning, let's say you're pulling up to a traffic light and there's a car in front of you and you have a choice between the fast lane and the slow lane. Well, if you pick the slow lane and you don't pull right up to the bumper of the vehicle in front of you, if you leave three quarters of a car length or more, and it looks like someone may fly into the back of your vehicle and rear end you, you have the opportunity to turn immediately to the right, jump the curb, and get out of the way. Or if someone wants to carjack you and wants to take your car, make sure your doors are locked. And if you have the opportunity, turn the steering wheel. Even if you're at a red light and you have to go through a red light, do it. Do it if that's going to save your life. It makes no sense to become a victim. No sense whatsoever in my book. Now, of course, you may be arrested. You may get ticketed. But what's worse? What's worse? So keep that in mind. And that's what I mean by everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. David Zunica is with us. This is 107 in the series, America Again. And if you go to page one of USA Prepares, you will find links to America Again. You will find that you can download the free PDF of David Zunica's book. Welcome, David.
How are you?
David, I am angry. I'm angry about what's happening in the United States of America, Australia, Canada, what's happening all over. We refer to it as, the blue plague. These cops are killing us with impunity. And the headline of the Drudge Report right this second, one of the headlines is, on the Drudge Report, one of the posts shows the front page of the New York Post newspaper. It says, Civil War. Four cops killed at anti-police protest. They got it wrong. It's five.
Yeah, it's five. I saw that headline. In fact, I have asked you, I just sent you an email, you and four others, an email to see if you'll join us on Sunday night, on our Sunday night national call. We want to have a roundtable discussion about black, white, and police relations in this country. And I wanted to see if you'd join that roundtable. So that's in your inbox somewhere.
Okay, what time is it?
It's at 8 o'clock Central for 1 hour.
I think I can do that.
On Sunday night. Hear your voice in there. You know, there are some things that we have to break through, and we have to just talk them through. And work them out. And so we've got, I think there's three whites and two blacks Americans speaking in this round table. If you're joining us, we'll have five. So and me, I'll kind of moderate. So look forward to that. We're going to work through some hard things together. Okay, Fear the People, my book. Back to chapter two. sorry I missed last week. I was too slow on the draw, didn't get there in time, and the engineer moved right along. So I'll know next time. I've got to be right on time.
Well, by the way, you were early. You made up for it. You were early today.
Yeah.
I saw on the call screen before the first hour ended, you were already in queue. That was great.
Yeah,
thank
I was going to make sure. Yeah, I got to hop in early now. So in this chapter 2 of the book, Fear the People, and like Vincent said, it's on, if you go to USA Prepares, right on page 1, you can download the book, Fear the People. It's free, full of information. And so we're doing chapter 2 today. In this chapter, we deal with the cost, the spiritual and moral and economic and intellectual and even the legal cost of our having lost the spiritual war against Christ and the legal war against the Constitution. And that's what we're watching. We're watching this kind of fall apart before our very eyes. But as you see, as we continue through this book, and as I said in chapter 1, you've got to see the big picture. If you don't look at history and you don't see where we've already been and what we've been and done, you can't see where this part fits. And you'll think, you'll freak out and you'll think this is the end. This is not the end. This is actually the best opportunity the American people have had in over 175 years to pull our Constitution back out of the fire. The best opportunity ever. So a lot of the freak out these days is because the internet allows you to feed, to drink out of a fire hose. And you're going to get all of the world's news all the time, and you're just constantly bombarded with stuff. So you've got to realize all of us have to kind of pull back from a lot of the world stuff and focus, you know, let's focus on our country. Let's think about what's happening in our republic, what work we have to do that we can do. You can't change what's going on in Europe. You can't change right now what's going on in Russia or China or anywhere else. You can change what's going on in this country. If you're in Missouri, you can get in touch with Vincent, who's very graciously agreed to be our coordinator for the state of Missouri, at least to start. He's going to oversee it until he can find somebody, you know, in Missouri. But America, again, is just a matter of the American people in every town and city standing up and saying, we've had enough. We're going to take this thing back. That's all America, again, is. It's popular sovereignty on the ground in real time. So if you're in Missouri and you're getting together with Vincent, you know, approach him and say, hey, I'm interested. So we're doing this in all 50 states, and we're in 115 towns right now and growing. So, all right, so chapter 2, back to chapter 2 of the book. We're going to talk about the spiritual aspect of what's happened to our country just in the last century, especially in the last two generations. Atheists and politically correct revisionists will deny this, but it's just a fact that this republic, this civilization, was founded on Christ, and it's grounded on the Constitution. And if you take either of those out, we lose what we have forever. So those two things held our civilization together, and believe it or not, they still do. Christ and the Constitution still keep us from utter destruction. So those that are hacking away at those moorings, at Christ and the Constitution, they're at war with us. They're inviting the old dark to come back in. And by the way, this is happening all over the world. I mean, this attack on everything that's good or true or beautiful, it's always been happening since ancient times. So, but here it began in Lincoln's era with the Enlightenment that came over from Europe. So we've had 150 years of just hammering away at our defenses, and it's getting pretty thin. And what my book, the thesis of my book is, we are actually at the point where the enemy is falling in right in front of us. And all we have to do is circle around and take them. This is our time. This is our time to take them. If you look back at sexual license, when I was a kid, well before that, back in the 30s and 40s, and certainly by the 50s, when I was born in 1955, sexual license started leading to higher and higher and higher divorce. And that led to, eventually, 58 million people dead, 58 million babies dead, pre-born Americans dead. And we sat and we watched this. And what can you do? I mean, unless you run an abortuary, what can you do about it? You can stand outside an abortuary and march around and maybe do something. Who knows? But we've done very, very little about that. But in 2015, with Obergefell v. Hodges, the opinion where five judges rode this 50-year wave, you know, of sexual sin, they rode it to its logical conclusion. It was like, okay, well, if everything else is cool, why not let two women call themselves husband and wife, or two men, or why not? And so the Obamas lit up the White House in rainbow colors and basically kind of twisting the knife into all the American people who still believe in marriage, and basically saying, you know, hey, we the godless, you know, we've captured America's fortress. That's what the Obamas did, and they did it very, very knowingly. And it's not just the Obamas. They're the poster couple for what's been happening over three generations now. And it didn't start with homosexual sin. It started with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And before that, it started with wife swapping. Just, you know, not honoring, not being faithful to the person you married. And so we went from the boomer generation to our kids and now our grandkids. And some of them, they take up sex by age 7, you know, and they're being taught in government schools. They're being taught this stuff. So, and the staff in the schools, they were taught in the same godless system. So half of all marriages are ending in divorce. Almost half of all living American parents are on their second or third spouse. Sexual deviation from, you know, monogamy, from the old norm, is now the new norm. The new norm is to deviate, to do one or the other kind of something other than monogamous marriage. So, and it goes beyond the sexuality thing. It's all about wealth, about getting stuff, about our desires, about our hobbies. We just need to repent. We just need to repent. It's real simple. When you get down to why your life is so screwed up and why your brain is going in 40 directions, when you start thinking about it, if you're a Christian, you know better. And you know that you know better. And right now we look at statistics and we say, well, wait a minute. Here's the church. Christians are pretty much statistically indistinguishable from the rest of the population. So what's the big, you know, what do we have to offer? That's right. What do Christians have to offer today? If we're living exactly the same as the world, so we have to repent.
David Zunick is with us. America Again. He is the founding member of AmericaAgain.net. And if you go to page one of USA Prepares, you'll see a post that says, David Zunica, America Again, joins the faculty. Free download. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Nick is with us, AmericaAgain.net. Jack in Arizona, you're on with David Zunica. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Vincent. How are you?
Very well. And how can we help you?
Hey, Vince, I was listening to your last guest you had on from Australia, and I was just wondering, one thing I didn't hear or anybody brought up was here in Arizona, the police had every right to go to her property, and she's lucky she wasn't arrested for felony hit and run. But that doesn't seem to be brought
up. She was the victim. This guy crashed into her.
Yeah,
this guy was on the...
She left the scene of the crime. That's felony hit and run. That's what I'm saying.
I can't address that because... Well, she's absolutely afraid of the police. She's literally afraid of the police.
I'm very afraid
of
the
police. Well, who isn't?
In my small community also. But I don't run stop signs. I don't get involved in accidents and leave the scene. I don't answer my front door in the middle of the night when somebody has an accident out on the highway out here and needs to use the phone with a .45 in my hand. You know, there's certain things we have to do as citizens that are just commonly expected, Vince.
Well, hold it. You know, the census people came to my house, and it was getting dark. And so Mrs. Finelli, I was in the studio. Mrs. Finelli said, someone's here to see you. And I go down. I've got my .45 on my side. It's not in my hand, but it's on my side, just like it is right now. Okay, that's part of my uniform. I mean, that's why I'm in the middle of nowhere. So am I guilty of a crime for carrying a sidearm?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know where you're going.
I carry one also.
Okay.
But if someone comes to my door in the middle of the night, I have a shelf right behind my front door wall. That's where my gun goes. It's not on my possession or in my hand, because the laws could be.
Well, how are you going to use it?
Well, if I need.
Well, it's your castle.
If I need it, I can get to it very, very quick. I also have some other firearms located in my home to where if I have to run, I can probably get one, too. But I know that's just me and that's just you, but there are certain laws that, as citizens, we're just expected to naturally follow. Kind of like my dad said when I was growing up, don't do as I say.
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay. Do as I say what?
Just do as I say. Don't do as I do, son. Because I wanted to do something the big boys did, but I couldn't do that because I was a little guy.
Oh, sometimes my son says, "Dad, I know it's not that it's do what you meant rather than what you said."
That's funny, but man, you are so right.
Anyway, Jack, what we'll do is I'll ask Gwyneth Isaacs to come back on. She's one of our instructors, and she can detail what happened and why she did what she did. But I can tell you, I heard in her voice when she called me that she was in fear of her life because she and the police don't get along so well. And she was in fear that if she stayed there, she would be arrested. You know, how many times do the stories get twisted? You can see on the front page of a lot of websites right now, this black man lying dead, you know, shot 6 times. He was on the ground. 2 cops are holding him down, and then they shoot him. Who the heck wants to be near cops? As a matter of fact, at our expos, you know, typically you go to an event where there are a lot of people and you see the police, and they're hired. The cops get hired by the promoter of the show. Well, I started saying, we don't need the cops. What the heck do we need their intimidation presence for? We don't need to pay them to intimidate our guests. We don't need them. So we stopped having them come.
You won't get me to not agree with you.
Okay.
We just had a shot in that motel here in Mesa here a couple of months ago.
You're talking about with the guy who had the. You're talking about the exterminator who had a pellet rifle for part of his business?
Yes.
He gets executed by the police? Yeah. Because some jerk.
And they are prosecuting that officer. He's been fired. He's in jail and he's being prosecuted.
Oh, that's good for.
Do work right.
That's a good first step. how about the guy who was in Hayward, California? And he goes to visit his buddy. And then, unfortunately, the guy visiting his buddy had maybe had a beer or two. And so he's waiting for his buddy. He goes, sits on the front porch. Saying, geez, he's not here. I wonder where he is. I'll just sit here. So he picks up the garden hose, and he's holding the garden hose nozzle in his hand. Guy across the street calls the cops and says, there's a guy who's, I think he's got a gun. It's a small revolver or something like that. The police come in force, and they say, drop it, drop it. And he's like, what? And they execute him right on the spot. What do you have? A garden hose. Jack, thanks so much for your call. Thanks so much for your call.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, David Zunick is with us, and, you know, I've assigned homework for this class, and one of them is, if you happen to have Netflix, there's a documentary called Cuba, The Forgotten Revolution. And if you want to, and this is 1952 through 1957, the overthrow of the Batista regime. Fidel Castro was involved in overthrowing the Batista regime, and so were a few other people who were revolutionaries. They've had it with their government. They had it with the oppression. And I suggest that you consider watching. It's called Cuba, The Forgotten Revolution. Lots of real footage that that appears on this video, this documentary, and it will show you how horrible a revolution is, how horrible a civil war is. If you think I want a civil war, no, I don't. I am not advocating for civil war or revolution because it's miserable. I think there's a better way to do it, and I think David Zuniga is he's got the plan. The plan is really simple. Bring these Congress critters back home. Bring your representatives back home where you can meet with them. And if you don't like what they're doing, you knock on their small office door, and if they're not there, you leave a note on there. And if you don't, and if you still don't get satisfaction, well, because they only represent a small number of people, then you go to their house. You say, well, I'm so glad you're home. Or if they're not there, you tell their spouse, I just wanted to talk to my representative. Now, here's my phone number. I'll be back tomorrow. That's how it works. David, am I confused?
Nope, you're right on target. That is what we will have if we stand up and work for it. It's not even much work that we have to do, but you've got it exactly right, Vincent. And the other thing that I guess you didn't make clear enough, but I know I've made it clear, and so have you in the past, when we have 6,400 members in the U.S. House instead of 435, the districts will be very small. You can easily drive across your U.S. congressional district in just a few minutes, because you can only have, according to the original law that was First Amendment that was passed as the Article the First in our Bill of Rights. Go read the Bill of Rights, the original Bill of Rights, and you'll see Article the First, and it says that you can have no more than 50,000 people in a district. Right now, we have up to 750,000 and more people in a U.S. congressional district. So it's very hard. And they're always in D.C. So you can never get to them. You can never see them. You can't even see their staff members, usually. It's very, very, very hard to get anything done. So, and what they say, what they like to say, and what their handlers like to say, and what the corporations that own them like to say is, oh, well, they'd never get anything done if they were home and all split up and all. Oh, that's exactly backwards. What happens right now is they are run by and owned by corporations. That's been the case since Lincoln was in the White House, and the 37th Congress passed the Greenback Bill, what they call the Legal Tender Act, which was completely illegal, and that's where the counterfeiting started. That was the birth, really, of the Fed. The Fed cartel, 51 years later, was just sort of a handoff directly to the banksters that were already running it for 51 years, since 1862. So we've been hijacked for a long, long time. We've been sitting on this hijacked bus forever, and we think this is the way it's supposed to run, and we think somebody else is supposed to work out our future for us. No, it's up to us. Every American has. I don't care how little you earn. I don't care what kind of house or apartment you live in or whatever. It doesn't matter. You are, as an American, you are at the top of the feeding pyramid, the food pyramid in America. We are above the Constitution, and we have to enforce it, and we never have, and so we've got this mess, this huge mess, and we think, well, what's ever going to become of us? Well, if we sit here for another generation or two, probably we're going to, this republic is going to entirely collapse. It is very close now, but I believe, and this is what my book, I think, proves, if we just stand up, I know this sounds terribly simplistic, but if we just stand up, just a few million of us, in fact, we don't even need a few million, we'll stand up and do exactly, step by step, the tactical and then strategic points that I have, the plan that I have laid out in Fear the People. We will take this republic back. It is completely logical, lawful, peaceful, and it starts by getting that original Article the First of our Bill of Rights, getting that through 27 more legislatures. And so that's what we're working on this year and next. It's the first thing. And when you look at it and you say, all right, but what do we first have to do? How do we do that? We have to have a lot of people. If you don't have a lot of people, you don't scare anybody. and we're going to get every single one of the 7,383 members of all the state legislatures. We're going to put them on record. Now, there's only 39 states that need to ratify, I mean, that can ratify, because 11 already ratified the original First Amendment way back in 1789 and 90. So in those 11 states, we don't need to corner those members of their legislatures. In all other 39 states, we do. We're going to get every single one on record. Do you or do you not support, will you or will you not vote to ratify the original First Amendment as the 28th Amendment so that we can have small districts? And that's going to force all the rest of this to happen. It's going to force them to come home. So see how we do it? We do it. This is the easy way, and it's the very lawful way. And it's like you said, Vince, and I agree totally. None of us want to, a revolution is ridiculous because all you do is make things worse, and then everybody's fighting everybody. I mean, this has happened before. This, by the way, this happened all the way back in Rome, you know. So when you had, you know, a monarchy first, and then in, 509, I think, something like that, the Senate, they created a Roman Senate, and they bounced out the last king in 509 B.C., and then Julius Caesar came and defeated Pompey in 45 B.C. and said, okay, I'm the supreme ruler. I'm God. You're going to worship me now. You know, and he killed the Republic. And then 1 year later, that's when Brutus and the senators assassinated Julius Caesar on the floor of the Senate and said, okay, we want our Republic back. They were going to try to restore their Republic. Didn't work so well, did it? As history proved, I mean, for the next 300 years, all there was civil war until Constantine. But again, you can't find, you go back as far as you want, you can't find a republic that fell and then rose back up. So if our republic falls, I think we're toast. But if our republic rises now under law, the law that we already have, our constitution that we already have, then nobody can say anything against it. It's just the people who are already above the Constitution enforcing the Constitution. Who can be against that? This is one of those things, it's a real no-brainer that people on the far left, people on the far right can agree with. The atheist can agree with me, a Christian, about this. This is something that isn't, people can't fight about this if you just handle it right. So that's where we are. That's where we're headed, is to try to take back this republic out of the, you know, the licking flames that are already touching the edge of, you know, the edge of this thing. So it's been a long, long time. We lost this culture a long time ago, and we lost this rule of law a long time ago. And we're just, we've just been sitting, watching the destruction instead of fighting smart. So that's what this book, Fear the People, is about. It shows you how we're going to take this back. And this second chapter is about kind of the spiritual issue, but it also talks about the law, because how did we lose the culture? In 2003, it was a Massachusetts case. The sexual pervert lobby said, okay, you know, we're going to go after judges, and we think that's the way to win this because we can't win it in the legislatures. They won 19 federal rulings and 9 state rulings that held everybody else hostage. You know, the less than 1% or whatever, the homosexual lobby held everybody else hostage through the courts. And they were able to do this 19 times in the federal courts and 9 times in the state courts. But the fact of constitutional law is that when 5 U.S. Supreme Court justices cited in Obergefell v. Hodges that marriage was 2 men or 2 women, they had no jurisdiction. Just like they didn't have jurisdiction in 1862, I told you, when the legal tender cases came up, the legal tender law was passed in 62, where the 37th Congress just said, yeah, we're going to make paper money. Paper's going to be money now. And Lincoln said, oh, cool, and he signs it. Well, that was illegal. And those cases started coming up in 1871 don't remember the name of the first case. But anyway, in 1871, the court said, nope, it's illegal to use paper. And then one month later, they reversed themselves and said, no, paper's fine, paper's fine. it's okay, even though the Constitution says gold and silver only. So the court has been siding with a completely lawless Washington, D.C. for 150 years, and they had no right to do that. They have no power. If you go read Article 3, Section 1, Clause 1, that's where we set up the court. We, the people, create the Supreme Court. And we authorize Congress to create inferior courts for their federal matters only. And then in Article 3, Section 2, Clause 1, we kind of give the Supreme Court its limits and the inferior federal court. We give them the limits. We say, this is what you can do. We say that they only have jurisdiction if a case arises under the Constitution or under conforming federal laws or treaties. Or if the United States, if any of the states are parties to the case. That's the only, the federal courts can't be involved if it doesn't meet those tests. So if in the Constitution we're not specifically authorizing something for our federal servants to do, but they still pass some bogus law to do it anyway, we can go after them in criminal court of their state. And we can say the state court is the higher authority in this case. You cannot do this thing.
David Zuniga, when our daughter started going to college at age 14, she came back from college and said, homosexuality, that's an alternative lifestyle. I said, hold it, no, it's not. No, it's not. And that's what they teach in school, even 15 years ago. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you
take
God your
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, David Zunica's with us, and he invited me, and that's AmericaAgain.net, AmericaAgain.net. And if you'd like the free download of his book, Fear the People, you can just go to page one of USA Preparers, and you click on David Zunica and take you right to the link to the free download. And David, I'm looking at your email that you sent me during the broadcast about the conference call on Sunday, okay? And is it okay if I give out the phone number for those who want to participate?
Of course, of course.
Okay. So, class, this is Sunday night. It's about a 50-minute conference call. 712-775-7031. Repeat. 712-775-7031. And then there's a passcode. And the passcode that you'll need to enter is 123-277-344. And then pound. Let me repeat that. 123-277-344, pound sign. And the time of this conference call is, David, at 8 o'clock Central?
8 o'clock Central, yes.
That's 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday. And my plan is to be there. And who else is going to be there? I see Lauren Dowling, America Again, State Coordinator, Ohio. She's a black homeschooling mother. Joyce Riley of Genesis Communications Network, the Power Hour. I know Joyce Riley. I've been to her farm. She's been to our expos. She's been on the air with me, and I've been on her broadcast. I'll be there. Earl Wallace, America Again, State Coordinator, New York. A black pastor and teacher, and Matt Mida, M-I-D-A,
Mida.
America Again, Mida, okay, chief operating officer, and his wife, Shana, is black, originally from the U.K. So you have one, two, three people who are going to be on this call whom are black, and Joyce Riley, I know, is white, I'm white, and you're moderating. So it's three whites, three blacks. Is that correct?
Yes, and what I was hoping you would do, and I think you can do it very well, is bring in this whole thing about the police, because the whole mm-hmm. police brutality thing is not just a black issue. A lot of us, like the person that just called in And you and I, I'm sure, and most of the people that listen to this show, you know, when you see a cop driving behind you, something happens to your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it either stops
or... Yeah, and if he stops you... See, this is not... This whole police state is not America. This is what Europe always was, and we look... Our parents looked at Europe and said, whoa, never here. Well, it's here. And so I'm hoping that you'll bring that aspect, and if you'll send me your, you know, whatever pitch you want to do at the round table, I'm going to put all of you all together in a round table and try to get everybody in the 50 minutes, but it's going to be a great discussion because we've got to start doing this. Need to start talking about how to, and I know we've done many people have had these, you know, black and white roundtables, but look, for America, again, we're getting ready to take on the most powerful machine on earth. And that's the machine that owns Washington, D.C. and runs it from behind the scenes. And if we're going to do that, we have to do that as a unified American people. And that means that people like me that are Christian, I've got to be able to sit down at the table with an atheist and say, you know what, my fellow American, I will work with you. I will work. I know you're an atheist. We vehemently disagree on some things. And you may say there is no God and all of that, but you know what? You and I agree that there is a constitution, and you and I have to enforce that law because this place is going nuts, and we have to enforce it together. So I have to be able to do that. All of us have to be able to do that together. So I look forward to that Sunday night.
Me too. And David Zunica, my contribution will be how cops can set us up and build cases against us that are not true, because it's happened to me more than once. And that's what I'll contribute.
Beautiful.
What's happened to me, firsthand experience, being set up by a former cop, building a case against me. There we go. David Zunica, AmericaAgain.net. Please consider going to his website, or you can go to USAPreparedness.com, page number 1, and download a free copy of the book, Fear the People. David, we'll see you next Friday for 108 in the series.
Thanks,
Mr. Thank you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you